The city of Boston has dropped an aggressive lawsuit seeking $100 million in damages from the gun industry. The case was on the leading edge of a wave of similar legal actions, alleging that gun manufacturers, distributors, and trade groups are responsible for gun violence. But with legal costs spiraling and the outlook uncertain at best, city officials have pulled the plug on the case. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Over the past several years, some 30 cities and counties across the country have sued the gun industry. In Boston, the city argued that gun makers were negligent for selling a dangerous product without proper safety features and alleged that guns created a public nuisance. The Boston case got farther than any other has yet, with city lawyers deposing gun executives and collecting internal industry documents, creating what some term an important record of the industry's inner workings. Now, with similar lawsuits ongoing around the country, gun manufacturers are today pointing to the Boston case as proof that such suits are without merit.
What this should do for other cities is show them you should stop wasting taxpayer money on these suits. These were hugely expensive suits.
Steve Cinetti is vice president and general counsel of Sturm, Ruger & Company, the largest U.S. firearms manufacturer and a defendant in the Boston lawsuit.
Boston was given every opportunity to develop all the facts that they thought might support a case against the firearms industry, and lo and behold, at the close of discovery, the city has withdrawn its case, essentially admitting that legally and factually, there is no case against the firearms industry.
The city of Boston has spent about $500,000 on the lawsuit since 1999, and it was running into some legal hurdles. Lawyers were having trouble introducing some key evidence from ongoing homicide cases, and officials said the continuing cost was becoming hard to justify, especially since they acknowledged that it was increasingly likely the case would be thrown out of court. John Auerbach is executive director of the Boston Public Health Commission, which handled the case. He says the lawsuit was not a waste of money.
We actually view the importance of a lawsuit like this in the same way that people view the early cases involving tobacco, civil rights cases. Initially, many of the cases will fail, but you use those cases to increase the public's awareness, and the next time the case is come before a court, there often is a greater likelihood that they will succeed.
Some gun control advocates in Massachusetts say the lawsuit's demise will not have much local impact because recently upheld laws now require safety measures similar to those sought in the case. And some argue that while the lawsuits around the country have not succeeded, the legal costs may have helped to push some of the less reputable Saturday Night Special type gun makers into bankruptcy. Gun industry lawyers say that's not an ethical use of the legal system, but they'll still be facing more such suits. Today, Jersey City, New Jersey, became the latest municipality to sue the gun industry. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.